options here. And 8 seconds remain, and looks like they are just going to let the clock run out. And that's going to conclude week number one here on WLAW as the Bad Axe Hatchets go down 42-0 to the Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach looking strong, looking fast, and looks like that rebuilding year last year is going to prove for some better things this year.
Yeah, I think Clark defensively, they were on the field too long, and they just couldn't put anything offensively together. And then coming out in the second half, the Pirates used their speed to put them away, and the Hatchets just did not have anything to respond offensively here. And so you have to give the credit to Coach Rubel and his defense as they shut out the Bad Axe Hatchets here 43-0.
And I think the entire Harbor Beach coaching staff all smiles. And when it's time for smiles and braces, head to orthodontist Dr. Larry Agason on Hanson Street in Bad Axe. Trust your smile with Dr. Larry Agason. So as we're wrapping up here, what was the score? They already cleared the scoreboard, in fact.
It was 43-0.
43-0 for the final score in Harbor Beach here. And get into hunting season, folks, with Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall showroom or head to randyshuntingcenter.com for all of your hunting needs. So right now we're going to check in with our official statistician, Cody Boynton, for WLAW Sports here. Cody, what's happening? As we're passing on the headset over to Cody. Cody, what's the stats looking like from tonight?
Well, the starting quarterback, number 18, Kurt Messing, finished the game with 34 yards. The second string quarterback got 19 yards in running, who was number 12, Eli Kraft. And he also got 25 yards in running. The running back number 2, Travis Essemaker, had 37 yards. Running back number 7, Derek Poff, had 82.5 yards. Fullback number 8, Tyler Kruger, had 22 yards. Running back number 45, Sloan Klasky, had 70 yards. And for the Bad Axe Hatchets, fullback number 47, Spencer Kelly, had 35.5 yards. Starting quarterback Ben Braden had 4 yards in running. Quarterback number 17, who is in the shadows, had 4.5.
Learns well.
Who has 4.5 yards in passing. He also has 4.5 yards in running. Running back number 3, Mark Aam, has 23 yards. Running back number 4, Dylan White, has 38 yards.
All right, thank you, Cody, there, like you were saying. Bad Axe just about 100 yards on the night, as Harbor Beach had about 340 total. Derek Puff had 13 carries for 83 yards. Tyler Kruger, 22 for 5 carries. And in fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people touched the ball for Harbor Beach on the ground.
Well, that's impressive as they were able to share the football here. They had some players sitting out in the first half, and they got a chance to see 3 different quarterbacks, the Harbor Beach Pirates. And the Bad Axe Hatchets had to dive into their second quarterback, as Braden was hurt there in that third quarter. Was it Clark, I believe?
Yes, it was.
And they took him off, I'm sure, for a precautionary measure, which was a good thing because he could be out for the season if they put him back in the game. So there we have it, 43-0.
43-0 in the books.
Over the Bad Axe Hatchets. And always, folks, if you don't know where your kids are going, ask them. And we'll see you next week.
All right, folks. Phone services provided by Thumb Sailor, and this has been a copyrighted broadcast by Thumb Broadcasting, WIW of Bad Axe, Michigan. It cannot be copied, altered, or in any form without written consent of WLEW
over?
Thumb Broadcasting.
Did you
That's
going to
do
over?
It here from Harbor Beach.
Nothing
Thank
is
you for
over
tuning
until
in.
We decide
and
it is.
Until next week.
Was it over when the
we'll
Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Germans?
Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough... the toughs get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
Once there was a way.